Stephen Burgess stands in front of a chicken coop. He holds an egg carton in one hand while slowly lifting the coop's plywood cover. He carefully collects a dozen eggs that have rolled into a trough at the back of the cage. From here, he'll visit 30 more sites around Ottawa, Canada's capital, collecting eggs from small farmers as well as test flocks set up around the city. It's a new form of a common early warning system that's used for the West Nile virus, the Sentinel chicken flock. But in this case, it's the eggs that are tested, not the chickens.
Many states in the United States are using chickens, but they are taking blood samples from the chickens every 1 to 2 weeks. The approach that we're doing is we're able to monitor for West Nile virus by looking for specific proteins in the eggs.
Burgess says this offers researchers some distinct advantages. Blood sampling requires the use of trained technicians, one to hold the bird while the other draws blood. This causes stress to the chicken, and it poses a danger to the humans who are handling the blood samples. Two people have been infected with the West Nile virus collecting chicken blood. Burgess says the nice thing about eggs is that they pose no risk to humans, and they're easy to get.
If you want to go and look at a particular county, you could say, go out and collect every egg from every backyard flock this week, and you could have like a flash snapshot of what is the status throughout the county. And that was totally unfeasible using previous approaches.
Burgess is leading a pilot project to test out this approach in the Ottawa region. He's a biochemist by training and runs a company with Hugh Fackrell, a microbiologist at the University of Windsor. The two had been working in the lab trying to identify antibodies in animal blood. This spring, they stumbled upon a method that they say reveals the complete immune profile of a chicken by examining its egg. For now, they're keeping that method a secret until it's patented. But it was enough to convince Ontario's Ministry of Health to fast-track a pilot project for this fall. Dave Jensen is a spokesman with the ministry.
We're interested in testing out this approach because it offers both a kind of a less invasive way of getting test results and also a way of getting more of them than doing it the way that we have been.
The project has also attracted the attention of researchers at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Jennifer Brown is a scientist at the CDC's West Nile Virus Headquarters in Fort Collins, Colorado.
This is very new work, and it's very interesting. We're really looking forward to hearing the results of this pilot study, but I think it's too early to say how useful it's going to be in future West Nile surveillance efforts.
For instance, Brown says it might require a redesign of the Sentinel chicken cages that are typically used.
If you had an egg that was positive for West Nile antibody, you would want to know which chicken it came from, and you would want to know how many chickens in the flock were laying eggs that contained West Nile antibody.
At this point, the pilot project is not that specific. Researchers are looking for evidence of West Nile in each flock, rather than the individual birds. But Stephen Burgess, the pilot project's director, is taking the idea into account. He plans to deliver a final report on the project in December. He'll consider what worked and what needs improving. And he hopes to demonstrate that testing eggs can provide a safer and less expensive alternative for tracking the West Nile virus. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.